And good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. It is a sunny Tuesday, June 23rd, 2015. And here is a voice you very well may recognize, Melissa Marconi-Wenzel. She is the director of the Sitka Health Summit, and she's here with me this morning to talk about a quality of life survey that she and several others in the community are conducting.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I feel like I'm listening to Morning Edition. The quality of life survey, you have a paper copy in your hand right now, and I have a copy pulled up on my computer. What is it? What is it meant to gather, and what is the data going to be used for?
Well, maybe I can back up just a smidge. Yes, so I have this copy in my hand.
Yeah.
Hopefully many Sitkins have received also the SurveyMonkey link through various channels. And what this survey is striving to do is reach as many Sitkins and find out what their experience with health and well-being and striving to live a healthier life is like in Sitka. Where are they at? Where would they like to end up? What are the challenges and what are the assets in the community that help them on their journey? And what this is part of is the Sitka Community Map. And MAP is a strategic planning process for communities to help them engage in health improvement. And it's a very structured process. We're not following it to a T.
Where does it come from, MAP?
Mobilizing for action through planning and partnerships. The key words are partnerships and planning. This is all the success of MAP really lies in the collaborations you create within the community and bringing in as many unusual voices as possible. So the community of Sitka is undertaking its first ever MAP, Comprehensive Community Health Assessment. And we are in the assessment phase right now. So we're going out there, we're collecting the existing quantitative data. So that's the numbers, you know, demographics, numbers on unintentional injuries, obesity, heart disease, all those numbers that you're used to looking at in graphs that depict where a community's at in terms of health. So those exist in many locations, and we're just collecting as many as we can, and we're going to make them accessible to the community in one location. We don't have this. The community of Sitka does not have this central database.
So there are no numbers.
So there are numbers everywhere, but it's hard to find out where they are, and there's no central database for accessing them, which is challenging for organizations as they go through their planning and their grant processes. So this will be available to everybody. So we're doing that as part of the MAP assessment phase. And then also to complement that, we're going out with things like surveys and focus groups and key informant interviews. And we're talking to people on the street and we're seeing what's your experience with health and well-being? Where are you at? Where do you want to end up? And we're going to bring both the qualitative data, which is the narrative I was just talking about, people's stories. We're going to bring them together with the quantitative data, the numbers, and see what kind of a picture we see in terms of the health and well-being landscape in Sitka. So this phase, this assessment phase, is finishing up in August. And at the end of August, we'll have a report for the community and we'll introduce it to the community with lots of fanfare, a party. And what that does, though, it's not just a report that's going to sit on the shelf and get dusty. What that leads to is an action planning phase. So that's when we bring community members together to say, look, here's the data. What does that say about our needs as a community? What projects can we create to address those needs? And those will result in actual projects that the community will work on. Okay. So this is strategic planning, and we're trying to involve as much as many sectors of the community as possible. And actually, I'm probably the least qualified person to be sitting here right now talking to you about the MAP, because we have a steering committee of about 20 folks from all sectors of the community. We have folks working, helping us out in many different sort of rings of engagement spread throughout the community. We have community champions. We have just volunteers on the ground. The steering committee members are amazing and working so hard, coming together every month to talk about how we can do this process, how we can do it better, to conduct the assessments. So it's a bit of a whirlwind.
And some pretty unprecedented data gathering. You're in that stage right now, certainly with the quantitative data. And so let's look at the survey a bit together. Yeah. What are some questions that you are particularly interested in knowing the answers that Sitkins provide?
So we have this survey is 20 questions, about 20 questions.
How long does it take?
It depends on how you're doing it. So yeah. If you're just getting the survey via link, say a SurveyMonkey link, It doesn't necessarily take you very long. There are a lot of, you know, multiple choice, but there are also opportunities to comment. So there are essay sections. You don't have to write a whole essay, but there are opportunities to comment, which we find very helpful because you can say, for example, first question is, are you satisfied with the quality of life in Sitka? Consider your safety, well-being, participation in community life, etc. Then we have some, you know, you can say you're extremely satisfied or moderately satisfied, neutral, moderately dissatisfied, extremely dissatisfied, which
is
great.
Is fill in the bubbles.
Fill in the bubbles. But then there's an opportunity to comment. And that helps create a fuller picture of what your experience is. So we definitely do value your comments, even if it's just single word comments. Explain where you're coming from. And that helps us understand better where the community's at. So I'm really interested in questions like number 3. It's another drop down menu. And we're asking you to rank in order the issues Sitka should address. And we have a whole number of issues, including personal safety, the cost of healthy food, managing chronic conditions, opportunities for physical activities, alcohol and drug use, just lots and lots, access to traditional local foods. We're looking at health from a very broad perspective. Mm. You know, what are the factors that really contribute to you feeling like you're living a quality existence here in Sitka? That's all health related. And we want to know what's important to you. We conducted a community visioning session a number of months ago. And from there, we got the community brought up a number of health priorities, which are reflected in this survey. So we want to take those health priorities that were brought to the fore and take them out into the community and see what the community thinks about them.
Got it. And I heard that those who enter the survey, if they put their names and their email addresses, they will enter a $100 cash prize as a little extra
incentive. It'll be a drawing. There's a little extra incentive. It doesn't take very long to fill out this survey.
And the deadline is August.
Well, we'd like to get this all finished up by the end of July. And then in August, we're going to start organizing and analyzing the data and putting together the community report.
So as you said, this has never been done before in Sitka. And I'm wondering, have you ever done this before?
Nope.
To undertaken a pretty big statistical project? Mm-hmm. What are some of the benefits and some of the challenges of using data in decision making for nonprofits? You said healthcare organizations may benefit from this. So how do you think that's going to all play out when the data rolls in?
Well, anybody in the nonprofit sector and local government, they all know that you apply for grants, you submit RFPs, things like that. You need data to back up the picture that you're communicating to the funder. So this data substantiates the claim that X, Y, and Z is happening in Sitka. Therefore, we need funding to help us address the issue. But from a community engagement standpoint, which is what the Sitka Health Summit has been doing for 8 years, we've been holding a community planning process around health improvement every year, but we've never incorporated data into it before. So it was all qualitative based. So people would come to our planning days and based on their experiences, say, we think this needs to occur in Sitka. And then the community would vote on the projects that seemed most energizing and interesting and get to work on it for a year. So now we're going to go to our community planning process and we're going to say, here's what the data says about some of our needs in Sitka. Let's learn to understand the data. Let's learn to interpret it. And then let's create projects that respond to that data. And I think it's going to create... the projects that have come out of Planning Day over the years have been amazing and incredibly successful and really are testaments to how engaged our community is and how passionate our community is and visionary, really. Mm-hmm. The data is just going to make this all stronger. So I think it's going to be very, very interesting.
Yeah, I'm wondering also how this work has changed your understanding of Sitka. You've lived in Sitka. You've raised your family here. How has it informed your perspective of this community?
It has reminded me how important it is to go out every day to make yourself vulnerable, to go to those communities and individuals who are not always engaged in the processes you're engaged in and say, I want to work with you. I want to create strong partnerships. I want to create real collaborations. I want to know what you need to be a part of this. Go out every day. Every day, find a community member you don't usually talk to. Find a community within Sitka you don't usually engage in a really intentional way that leaves you vulnerable, and do it. And do it every day, because that's what makes our community strong. That's what makes this kind of work, any work you do in community, real. And that's what we strive to do. We don't always do a good job, but we keep trying to do better and better.
Would you suggest even that Sitkans invite other Sitkins to take this survey?
Yep.
To pass
Please
out copies
do.
To their grandma
pass them on. Pass
at
them
the
on.
Pioneer Home.
If
and
you've
at
gotten
their...
a link, if you've gotten a survey link through Facebook or email, pass it
yeah,
on.
Where can
share
people
it, share it, share
find
it.
That survey link, and where can they find paper copies of this one survey?
So the easiest way to get to the link is go to the Sitka Map Facebook page, which is facebook.com/SitkaMap, M-A-P-P.
Two P's.
Two P's. Go there. It's up there. Take it. Share it. Hopefully people are receiving it through their email and their other Facebook connections. And then our steering committee members are all going to have paper copies, and we'll hopefully be handing them out. I'll probably leave them around in a few places. I'll give an update on Facebook where you can get some paper copies.
Great. And how can people contact you if they have any questions?
Please contact me, 738-0462.
All right. Thank you so much,
Thank
Melissa,
you.
For coming in.